Check out what's going on this week on Linux Out Loud. This really is the perfect evolution of your C64 imposter. I think you said that you're 3D printing the case for this, right?
Well, I'm 3D printing components for the interior of it as brackets to hold the different connections in the back and in the front. I need to be able to screw those things down safely so that if I stick in a memory card, the whole front doesn't like collapse inside the case.
Right, exactly.
To make it a nice, clean user experience for me. Also, I'm going to put a switch on the back of it too, so I can turn it on and off like I would a Commodore 1541 as well. So, you know, little things like that I'm trying to put into it. And then all the designs that I make for this, I will put on Thingiverse. I'll release for free so people can use it and, you know, respin it for themselves. Or, you know, they may not care at all, but just look at it and say, oh, he did that. The trick here is I'm designing it so that I can screw it into the existing case without doing any damage to the case. So I'll be using the same screw threads and pitches and everything what the case had originally for this build. So it could be technically completely reversible. You could turn it back into a floppy drive and no one would be the wiser.
I can't wait to see pictures of it. I know that this is a work in progress, but I would love to see it when it's all done, especially with your C64 imposter. You're going to have to share some pictures and some build pictures along the way as you're working on it, the trial and error, because it doesn't always work right the first time. This is a new adventure in the build, and I've got to know, you've got to keep us updated as you're going through it, how it's going, what's worked, what's not worked, and then also share your final instructions.
Absolutely. I will be making a video on it. I've been recording the process, so I will share that. And I will share a picture of the mess that it is right now, because I think that's funny, and then that can be shared for the podcast.
Head on over and check out the rest of the show. We have so much going on. Listener feedback from the previous episode, more information on Nate's imposter build. Plus, we have a longer form discussion on what advertising might look like to get Linux mass adoption.